Welcome to On the Rise, a podcast about female college tennis players on the way up. On the Rise serves compelling stories and unique voices in women's college tennis. This is your host, Perry Shinen. In this episode of On the Rise, I will be speaking with Tennis Girl Nation founder Grace Melrose, who has been coaching tennis for nearly 20 years. Grace played on tour as a teenager and is currently training to return to the WTA circuit. She recently released her first book, Girl Boss Tennis, to help female athletes achieve success on and off the court. Welcome to another episode of On the Rise podcast. This is your host, Perry Shinen, and I'm joined today by Grace Melrose from Tennis Girl Nation. Grace, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to be on the podcast. I know we've been talking about it for a while, so just awesome to have this conversation today.
Well, it's so lovely to have you on, and I do want to start on the tennis court and with you founding Tennis Girl Nation. You've been running it for 4 years now. What has that been like for you?
You know, it's been awesome. My background is really as a tennis player. You know, when I stepped into coaching over 10 years ago, I never wanted to be a tennis coach. And where things really shifted for me as a coach was when I realized, hey, this is not about me. This is about giving the past version of myself what I needed at that age. And I don't know about you, Perry, but I remember as a junior tennis player, just feeling like there were so many missing pieces to what I felt I needed to be successful. Really, growing up, I always wanted to be coached by a successful woman. And I'm sure you know, there's just such few qualified female coaches in the industry. And I always knew, hey, if I want to play at a high level, I want to be coached by somebody who's actually been there. And so as a coach, everything really changed for me when I realized, like, I can be the solution and bring these girls what I needed at that age. And so that was really the start of Tennis Girl Nation and kind of the vision behind it. I really wanted through Tennis Girl Nation to bring qualified, successful female coaches and role models into the space of girls tennis and make coaching from them really accessible to girls tennis in the U.S.
What do you hope that girls take from this program?
So many things. I think that a big question I had in my mind when I was 14, 15, 16 years old was, do I have what it takes? I would experience just a really strong level of play when I was on the practice court. And when tournament time would come, those two players didn't even look alike. Who I was showing up as a competitor was just different than what I believed my skill level to be. And so I really have structured all of our programs at Tennis Girl Nation around match-specific coaching. And I believe that when a player is given match-specific coaching, their confidence is going to go up because they're going to actually start reflecting their true skill level in tournaments.
I love how you're talking about confidence, because for me growing up as a player, confidence was huge and not always present in my own life as a player. What do you do to ensure that these girls have confidence come match day?
I struggle with that as well as a player. And I have a girl that I'm taking through some match play coaching right now. And I asked her, I want you to rate your confidence on a scale of 0 to 10. This is your typical 14-year-old girl playing in USTA tournaments, great player. And she came back and she told me, I think my confidence, like on the match court, is around a 2. I feel like a lot of players are there, but they're maybe not aware of that. So how do you grow confidence? Well, one of the business mentors in my life, I love what he says. He says, confidence is grown by keeping the promises you make to yourself. So I believe that confidence is really grown by determining what level you want to play at, what your destination is, and then setting up habits and routines in your daily life that reflect the player you want to be.
For me, at least throughout my college tennis career, it was through letting go that I actually was able to embrace what I did have to offer as a player. And so how do you help the girls find their strengths? And are you more of a coach that wants to highlight those strengths or improve weaknesses or both?
I do believe as a player and as a coach, you need to be aware of your weaknesses. But if your focus on development is only on your weaknesses, I think that's a really solid way to hurt your confidence, because you're always going to be aware of where you lack. I think if you can build both a game plan on the court and off the court that really centers around your strengths, you're going to be best set up for success.
I went through about 700 changes with my forehand. Every time it went back to the old forehand.
Yes.
How are you helping girls when they're making technical changes on the ability to say, it's okay, I can try to win this point using what I have?
I think our games are always going to be a work in progress. I mean, I've been playing for, I think, 27 years. I've been playing for a long time. And I am still out on the court daily, aware of what I need to grow in. And so there's less pressure on being perfect and more thought and focus on how can I show up as the best version of myself today. And I find that the best competitors really have, they're not mindless. They're not thinking about anything, which some players think that in order to get into flow state, they need to not think about anything. I don't think that's a great strategy for high performance. I do think you need to be thinking about elements of your game, but not technical elements, right? Moving with intensity, watching the ball as you make contact, making sure that you're aware of your pace so that you're not overhitting. Those are like the perfect examples of goals that you can use in every single point.
I'm so excited to see you train and go back on tour. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be and what inspired you to go back.
Thank you. I'm excited too. You know, I love playing tennis. I started when I was 7 years old and I never fell out of love with tennis. And when I was 12, I said, I want to be a professional tennis player. And so, you know, that never really went away. And I really have actually wanted to be back in the ring competing for a few years. I went through some health challenges that actually prevented me from going back out and competing. But I have really always been obsessed with what am I capable of achieving? Not necessarily a number, but just thinking about what is possible for me to achieve.
And what did you take from your first stint on tour that you're now going to use in the second chapter?
Oh, so many things. My first time playing on the professional tour, I was 17 and I was not ready. Back then, I was all about getting results. Like I felt that if I could get a certain result, it would validate my level. And I've really learned now that as a competitor, you can't be looking for validation in your tournament play. And I think that as a younger player, I assumed if I was losing, I was doing something wrong. So really looking at matches as data instead of looking at them as the final say over my game.
So are you coaching and playing at the same time throughout this?
So the coaching that I do is strictly through Tennis Girl Nation. So we are running two camps later this year. One is going to be in North Carolina. The other is going to be in Texas. But like I said, we have girls come from all different states. It's not really a weekly coaching thing, but that's a way that I work with players while I'm competing.
And you're not only a professional tennis player, a coach, but you're also a published author. How is it to be in your published author era? How has that process been?
Yes. It is an era. Thank you for saying that. It is an era. You know, this book is so cool. Just for the sake on a personal note of bringing something to completion that you start, and a book is a really big project. I work for years and years on it, perfecting every sentence, erasing, redoing chapters when I learned something new and felt that it wasn't relevant anymore. You know, the book actually started about 12 years ago, Perry, as a how-to technique book when I started learning more about technique as a coach. And when I started Tennis Girl Nation, I literally just had a light bulb moment. I was like, wait, I'm supposed to rewrite this book for girl competitors. And as soon as I did that, this long work in progress just immediately shifted. And it was done within about 2 years of starting it. And so just like everything I do with my coaching and everything we do in Tennis Girl Nation, this book is about match play. It's about growing your confidence as a competitor. It's about not looking at yourself as a failure when you lose, but being a learner and looking for growth in your game.
Very cool. And so you were on tour at age 17, a time when a lot of young players are entering their first year of college. Did you have college offers and why did you choose to go pro?
I did get several college offers. And ultimately, I decided, you know, along with my parents, hey, I've wanted to play professional tennis since I was 12. And I think at that time, it was a little bit more rare for a player to play through college and then play professionally. Now it's happening a lot. So if a player does want to play professional tennis, I think college tennis is an amazing option still. And my game probably would have benefited from it looking back because it's 4 years of just constant match play. You're getting coaching for free if you get a scholarship and all of that. That wasn't my path. Did I question it at times when I didn't get the results that I was looking for at ages 17, 18, 19? Absolutely. But ultimately, I'm thankful that I made that decision because it was most in line with what my goals were. If I had been in college tennis, it might have been a little bit easier and I would have had that support from teammates. You know, I think it's a great resource and just unfortunately wasn't the decision that I made at the time.
As a professional athlete, of course, you strive to have the best nutrition possible. But how has that evolved for you from your first stint on tour to now going back on tour?
Oh my gosh, you're asking the hard hitting question. I distinctly remember at 17 years old playing a $15,000 event. It was Sumter, South Carolina, and I lost my match and I immediately drove to Firehouse Subs. And I housed just a gigantic sub. Right afterwards, I drove to Cold Stone. I had a Love It size ice cream. I think the cheesecake one. I still remember this to this day. And I just felt awful about myself. I'm like, I am supposed to be playing at a professional level. Why am I treating my body like this? But I, at the time, just did not have good eating habits and definitely connected sometimes my emotions to my eating, which is a very normal thing. And I knew this at the time. I just didn't have the discipline at the time to act on what I knew was right. I just knew that if I wanted to be my personal best, which should be everybody's goal, like what do I have in the tank? So for me, that looked like not going to Starbucks for sugary lattes. I love those sugary lattes, but you know what? They would make me crash. They were definitely causing me to retain some weight that wasn't helping me move as quickly. I needed to get more protein in my diet. The more full that you are on the right foods, the less prone that you're going to be to eat the wrong foods. And I just have life lessons that I have learned in my nutrition.
Grace, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been wonderful to hear about your path on and off the court, and congratulations on coming back. We're so excited to follow your journey.
My name is Grace Melrose, and I am on the rise.
This has been an episode of On the Rise, a Tennis Channel podcast in partnership with Behind the Racket. It's produced by Molly Getman and Lyric Bowditch. Join us next time to continue our conversation about women's college tennis. This is Perry Scheinen, On the Rise.